Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Klopp kom med stikk til journalistene da han fikk spørsmål om Sala. Velkommen til pausepraten tirsdag 30. november ved Arve Vassbotten. Onsdag kan Liverpool og supporterne I byen endelig se fram til et Merseyside derby for fulle tribuner igjen. Før kampen kjemper Liverpool om tabelltoppen, mens Everton nede på 14. plass med 7 kamper siden forrige seier. I tillegg har Liverpool fått en ekstra hviledag før oppgjøret. Dette sa Klopp om kampen da han møtte pressen på tirsdag.
Yeah, we all know there are some special things around derbies, these kind of things, but first and foremost it's a football game as well, and that's exactly how we want to approach it. And that's it pretty much. We know what our supporters want. I think we are not suspicious of not understanding the supporters' soul, and we try to fulfill their dreams and we try to fulfill their wishes. And derby games are more in the focus if you want, but from our point of view it's a football game which we have to approach like a normal football game. The extra day usually it helps when we have a 1 day less, we feel that, to be honest. It's like that. You only have the recovery day. Actually the second day recovery would be usually really important for the boys. That's not just recovery. You can do that some stuff, but it's difficult to train properly and then you play again. It's a massive difference, so we will see.
Verken Joe Gomez, Naby Keita eller Curtis Jones vil være klar til kampen.
No, everybody came back, yeah. Came through well, as far as I know. All the boys getting closer. I think especially Joe is not too far away from team training. Naby is not too far away from team training. And then Bobby needs probably another week. To do more football stuff, and with Curtis it's just on our hands. Curtis is completely fine, he's doing what he's allowed to do. If you ask Curtis, he could go out and run a marathon, but it's just not allowed in a moment, so we have to wait until the doctors give us green light.
Det forventes at Fabinho og Thiago starter på midtbanen I lokaloppgjøret mot Everton. Duoen taper aldri når de starter Liverpool-kamper sammen. Duoen har nå startet 13 av Liverpools 72 siste kamper sammen på midtbanen, og de har endt med 12 seire og 1 uavgjort. Uavgjort-kampen var I den famøse 2-2-kampen mot Everton på Goodison Park I fjor, da både Virgil van Dijk og Thiago måtte ut med langtidsskader. På mandag ble Ballon d'Or delt ut til Lionel Messi for 7. gang. Mohamed Salah nådde ikke lenger opp enn til 7. plass, og Klopp mente journalistene kunne takke seg selv da han fikk spørsmål om dette på dagens pressekonferanse. Men det var tydelig at Klopp også hadde en annen favoritt til å vinne prisen enn både Messi og Salah.
Yeah, Bobby's position I was surprised, to be honest. But it's not in my hands. I think I saw the vote somewhere. So, I don't know. Don't even know exactly. It's a Ballon d'Or is then a journalist vote. Or what is that?
Yes.
Yeah, don't have to ask me. Then it's your fault. Yeah, so, that's how it is. You are the journalist. If you think he should be higher up, then you have to convince your colleagues. I'm really not sure about it, what it is 100%. I think that you always can give it. I've said that you always can give it to Lionel Messi for the career he has, for the football he is, and all these kind of things. But if you don't give it Robert Lewandowski this time, then it's quite tricky to get it at all. And yes, Mo was definitely should have been higher up, but that's it.
Liverpool har aldri skåret mer under Jürgen Klopp enn I starten av denne sesongen. Liverpool har skåret utrolig 39 mål på sine 13 Premier League-kamper så langt denne sesongen. Altså fantastiske 3 skåringer I snitt per kamp. Det klubbens høyeste antall skåringer på dette stadiet av en ligasesong noensinne. Dette hadde Klopp å si om lagets form og om man klarer å nyte noen av de spesielle øyeblikkene.
Our games. There are moments when I can enjoy it, especially when we score a goal, all the rest around is not really to enjoy. And especially being 1-0 up, being 2-0 up, it's not something where you start enjoying it, it's just the work to do. That's what we really have to do outside there. But of course, some of the goals we scored were really nice. But I'm not seeking for joy around football games. I can enjoy them when I watch them back. When they were good, but during a game, I'm not in the mindset for that.
NHL bekrefter på sine nettsider at Fenway Sports Group har kommet til enighet med Pittsburgh Penguins om å overta aksjemajoriteten I ishockeyklubben. Det gjenstår kun godkjenning fra styret I NHL før avtalen et faktum. Ifølge The Athletic avtalen verdt hele 900 millioner dollar, drøyt 8 milliarder norske kroner. FSG eier fra før baseballklubben Boston Red Sox og Liverpool, og tidligere I år solgte de 10% av sine aksjer til Redbird Capital, som eier den franske toppfotballklubben Toulouse. FSG var da antatt å være verdt om lag 5,5 millioner pund. Mario Lemieux og Ron Burkle har eid Pittsburgh Penguins siden 1999, og blant annet ledet klubben til 3 triumfer I Stanley Cup. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.